Welcome to an evening of classical music at Holden Village. Yeehaw. We have for you tonight three different varieties of classical music. I was overhearing some conversation today before the Bach session that was in here today, talking about how that's music that's so associated with the tradition of our church. And our ministry seems larger than just our church, so it could be nice to acquaint ourselves with the classical music of some other traditions as well. So you'll be hearing pieces tonight, beginning with Karen and Dark, who are going to play some pieces from the European tradition, and Karen will tell you a little bit about each of those pieces as they come up. And then Lowell, Karen, and myself will do some East Indian. Is it East Indian or just Indian? Oh, North Indian. North Indian classical music will be the second piece, and Lowell will tell you some things about that, introduce you drum language, right? Okay, you'll learn some drum language. And finally, Dark again on the piano, Mark Douglas actually is his name, will do some, I guess what you could call classical American music. Comes from the African American tradition, we call it jazz. So welcome to an evening of classical music. We hope you enjoy it. And would you welcome Karen and Dark, please?
Christian saint. Thank you. Yay.
And I don't know about you, but listening, Karen, when I'm listening to you, and you're doing all these delicate notes, and then in between you go, it's like, it takes every ounce of force you've got in your body to get these notes out. That was great. Now we move, around the globe to India. And the oboe will perform a very different function here, as will the guitar. My guitar, I understand, is impersonating a tambouri. Am I right?
Tambura.
Tambura. So it's tuned to a different sort of tuning, and Lowell will tell you more about this. So,
do you want to talk as you set up, or should I talk as you set up?
We'll,
you want more options than that?
We'll talk when we're set up.
There's probably room for about 100 conversations in here.
So you have to endure the ordeal of us tuning. Stay. That means the God in me greets the God in you. That's more Hindu, Islam, which is very prevalent in North India and Pakistan, you would say, Salaam Alaikum, which is peace be unto you, and your response is Alaikum Salaam, which is and unto you peace. And they say this as much as we say what's up. So it's pretty pietistic language that they have over there. The classical tradition in India has been existent, probably the roots of it can be traced back to the beginning of the Mughal Empire, where two great civilizations came together in India, Persian, with the invaders being Persian and the indigenous Indians. In the what we'd call during our time Middle Ages, 1500, 1600, and what occurred was a fusion of sorts between Persian classical music at that time, the court music, and the court music of Indian indigenous Indians. There had been earlier forms of cultural contact as well prior to this time between the Islamic world and India as well. But aside from all that rather dry academic stuff, I'll tell you more about the music. These drums aren't very ancient, and like we would think, you know, wow, ancient stuff, India. These go back to about 200 years. And they've developed a very high art form oral tradition. We have some of the stuff written down, but we don't really refer to it at all. It's primarily an oral tradition where we teach and we have to memorize everything. There is no real chordal structure like you have in Western music, like on a guitar. You play the whole thing, you know, right? That's a guitar. But right, actually, tonight it's a tambura. And he's holding it in the way you would play a tambura. But the drone is very important because Indian music is melodic. It's modal in function. It scales, if you want to say, but it's much more than that. Usually what happens is these drums accompany a solo instrument, like a sitar or other instruments that you probably may not be familiar with. But in a traditional tabla solo, though, you have a melody instrument accompanying the drums. The melody instrument actually keeps the time, something normally what a drummer would do. And so, as she's keeping the time, I'm busy working around the time. She'll be playing a melody that's 16 beats long. We have many different types of rhythmic cycles, is what we call them. We don't have measures at all. We think in terms of amount of beats. She'll be playing in a slow 16 beats, and it'll be over and over. The cycle will continually repeat itself. I will tell you now a few things about the drums. We have a drum language, which is mainly used for teaching purposes. So we produce many different types of sounds on this drum, and I call it a drum. I don't call it drums because one without the other is incomplete. But for instance, we have ta. If you notice, that's tuned to the tonic note of the drone that you're hearing right now. The tonic note. Maybe a little out of tune, but oh well. That's ta. Now I'll play a slightly different one called tin. A little more muffled. Tune. Tete. Tere tere. Tere kite. The left hand piece. Ga. Ge. Ga ge. Ga ge. Ga 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 ga. Now, combination sounds. Ta plus ga equals da. Tin plus ga equals din. Tere tere plus ga equals dere dere. Tete tete plus da ga equals tete tete. So then, my teacher will call me up and he'll say on the phone, I have a composition I want you to learn. I'm sorry you can't come over today for a lesson, but here it goes. It goes like this. Thank you. Now, the we have different types of rhythmic compositions in India. We have the theme and variation form. To use the translation of, it's called Kaida. Kaida. We have the theme. Here's the theme. And this is one of the compositions I'll be playing. We will then play it 1.5 speed, then we'll play it twice as fast. So here's, I'll just do one at the first speed and then double speed. On top of that. It's kind of hard to all describe, but I have a lot of stuff going on in my head. It's not all... it's not just a bunch of wailing, you know. And we also have fixed compositions. I just played one before in this. Some people compose them, others we don't know where how they were composed, like da tu na ke da da ka te ke da da te ke da da te ke da da te ke da da te ke da. So as you can see, there's a lot involved in it, but I'm just going to go ahead and play, and I'll just when I play a composition, I'll recite it, and then I'll play it, and I'll do variations upon that as well. So I'll be starting off with a slow piece called Peshkar, which means to present, and it'll be a very slow, much more meditative sort of presentation, and I'll do variations on that. Then I'll go into another composition as well and do more variations. So let's first hear the melodic cycle of which Karen will play. Okay, it's 16 beats. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 1. And I'll be playing all around that rhythmic cycle, in and out, weaving rhythmic song. So Jeff will start off, please. Thank you. Thank you. with the palm.
Yay. We have one final form of classical music for you tonight. This is really loud. Mark Douglas is going to play. Do you want to say anything about it, Mark? You want to just say it quiet and I'll say it louder? Would you like to come over here? Okay, thank you. So if you'd welcome Mark Douglas, we'll go off into this good night.
I'm going to be playing three short jazz solos by jazz musician by the name of Bill Evans. He died in 1981 at the age of about 51, I guess, or so. I was fairly young, but he was a very very influential jazz composer. He's one of my four, I guess one of my four paragons of musical style. He's very intricate in his in the harmonies that he uses. And the three pieces I'll be playing tonight, he writes a lot for women, the titles of which are Maxine, Laurie, and Remembering the Rain.
Thank you for coming. Karen Hausmer, Lowell Leibarger, Mark Douglas, and I'm married to the fire chief. Good night.